What issues around your house are staring you in the face this weekend?
Do I get the sanded grout or the unsanded grout?
The last 3 or 4 years I've been fighting mildew issues.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Whatever questions you have.
This isn't real earth-shattering.
Lou is here to help.
I'm only taking earth-shattering questions. Can you give me an earth-shattering question?
Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Yeah, here it comes.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over.
Welcome, House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini, 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This hour of our show is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by Ace Hardware. Good morning to Don Kleppen. Good morning to Joe Brand, who is waking people up in a hotel room somewhere.
Good morning.
Yeah, in Dubuque, Iowa. I'm waiting for the angry pounding on the door to tell me to shut up.
I'm trying to get
it's
some sleep
Saturday.
Over here.
I'm on Saturday.
Yeah, right. I know. Well, so Joe's in there like whispering. We'll have to bring his mic up. Hi, good morning. It's Joe Brand. Dubuque, Iowa. Dubuque, Iowa.
I'm thinking about standing up the mattress against the wall to maybe kill some of the sound.
Be careful
exclaiming
with this crazy COVID, I was not looking good, so be very careful. Don't go anywhere. What are you looking at me like that for? What? Oh, she's answering the phone. She's not. So be very careful. Listen, later on this morning, we got a very busy show today, gentlemen, and part of the problem with all of us, you know, not being together as often as we can be anymore is that we miss out on some of the best stuff, like this time of year, the holidays leading into the holidays, this is really going to bum both of you guys out. We have a little drink recipe thing with our friends over at Whiskey Acres, and later on today, I'm going to be giving you a recipe for a drink and how you can make cocktails. So the only thing is in spirit, Don and Joe, is that when we do this a little bit later, it'll be after 9 o'clock this morning, when we talk about these holiday recipes that Whiskey Acres is putting out there, you're going to have to make some of these drinks because they're delicious.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have my notepad out for that for sure.
Yeah. Let me tell you, coming up later on today, we're going to talk about the Midwest Mule. Not a Moscow Mule. A Midwest Mule.
A new local favorite.
Absolutely. So stay tuned for that. Joe, try not to wake everybody up over there. We'll talk to you a little bit later on this morning. Oh, my gosh. We have so much going on today. One is we're going to talk with the folks over at Stanley Black & Decker Craftsman. They sponsor a NASCAR that helps support the Children's Miracle Networks, and they're partnered up with Craftsman and with Stanley Black & Decker and with Ace and CMN, and it's really terrific. Then, a little bit later on, talking about supporting people, we're going to talk with Dave Breen, who is the president and CEO of Special Olympics here in Illinois. They've got this awesome Queen of Hearts raffle, and then, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about drinks a little bit later on that, you know, I know it's, you know, 7:13 in the morning, but trust me, it was delicious. Did you make Lindsay, did you make the mule?
I did. Were you? I made three of them. Not for me, not just for me.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. And you can tell I'm very excited about that. So we'll have to push that out a little bit later on, okay?
Yes.
Let's get to your phone calls. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. Our first call this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. And let's get to that first call this morning. It's Gail in Hoffman Estates. Gail, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thank you so much. I have a couple of questions about getting a new furnace.
Okay.
Can you give me, like, the difference between a single stage and a two-stage?
Okay. So let me back up and let me start with this. When it comes to your furnace, okay, I really don't care what brand it is. I shouldn't say I don't care, but whether it's a Carrier or a Trane or a Lennox or a Goodman, they're all very good machines. In many cases, they share the same parts. The most important part of this, Gail, is who you get to install it. All right? It's got to be somebody with a lot of experience. It's got to be somebody that you can get as many third-party endorsements, whether you look online, Google reviews, or you talk to your friends, or you listen to us here on WGN. We've got a terrific sponsor, Dykstra Home Services. There's another company called Perfect Home Services. These are been around a long time, and it would be worth your while to start with them. So that's kind of just keep that in the back of your mind. Now, single stage, two stage. The whole idea behind a two stage is when Lindsay and I start the show first thing in the morning, it's cold in here, and we both have I've got a hoodie on and she's got a sweater. And then as we get going, it starts to warm up a little bit. But then in the middle of the show, it gets cold again, and we got to put the sweater back on. So a two-stage is like putting a sweater on when you get cold, as opposed to putting your winter jacket, okay? And so it from a standpoint of comfort level inside your home, it does a better job, in my opinion, of keeping the space more evenly comfortable throughout the day. So instead of, you know, with a single stage, it's like, oh, the thermostat, you know, is set at 68 degrees and or 70 degrees, whatever you keep it at. And with these digital thermostats, they're so precise that they sense a 1 degree click. If you have it set at 70 and it goes to 69, then it kicks that unit on. With a single stage, it kicks it on and it blows like crazy. Brah, here comes the heat, you know, and then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, sometimes you go and you're like, wow, it's really warm in here. And then the system shuts off and then it evens out. With a two stage, it slowly heats that back up. And so it keeps it more comfortable. Now, the argument will be, well, I mean, that's one more thing to break, right? That's one more factor that goes in there. 15 years ago, I would have said, yeah, maybe just go with the single stage. Now, we've had those so long, and the systems have worked, the electronics, the technology, I have zero problem with that. If you're looking for consistent comfort inside your home, then a two-stage may be the way to go.
Okay. It's more expensive than a single, correct?
It is. Correct. There's a little... I think that, you know, on average, you're going to spend enough, you know, if you go to a two stage, it might be an increase of $500 to $750 or so. I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but that part, because typically what happens is, you know, like, when's the last time you bought a new car?
In 2014.
Okay. You know how when they say, well, you know, with this package, you know, you get the technology package and you get the... you know, you get the fancy radio, and navigation, and you get all these different pieces and parts. When you go to two stage, you get other things as part of the furnace, not just that feature, which, you know, adds a little bit of the cost to it. But again, what I'm more concerned with in anything is who you get to install it, the kind of warranty that they give you. Many times, you know, depending on when you go to, like, two stages, it bumps up the warranty. They say, hey, we're going to give you 5 years parts and labor, or 10 years parts and labor. Those are the types of things that if there's little hiccups along the way, it's all covered. You don't have to worry about it. That's the key, parts and labor in those warranties. And sometimes they charge you a little bit more for that, which is okay. But it gives you the peace of mind to know that it's going to work perfectly for you all the way down the line.
What if you were planning on selling the house within a year?
Well, if you're going to...
Would that change your mind?
Yeah. I mean, then I wouldn't probably invest in the best... It isn't going to... Having a two-stage furnace from a resale standpoint doesn't add value to the home that you would receive. In other words, it isn't the type of thing... I think that would make a listing sheet that would be like, well, you know, I could buy Gail's house or Jim's house, but she's got a two-stage furnace. That's not going to be the deciding factor. You got to have other things going on. I mean, if you're going to live in the house and you want consistent comfort and whatnot, absolutely. If you're selling the house in a year, I don't know that I would invest that money.
Okay. One more question about it. There seems to be a difference of opinion about getting the same brand. Some people say, and online it says, you should get the same brand air conditioner as furnace. Is that necessary?
100%. I mean, well, let me... Okay, so hold on. Is your air conditioner... Now, because Gail, you're kind of spoon-feeding me information. So we're going to sell the house in a year, potentially, right? Is the air conditioner that you currently have newer than the furnace?
Yes.
Okay. How new? How much newer?
Well, the condenser unit outside was replaced 6 years ago.
Okay. And what?
But I kind of remember when they installed the furnace way back when, because the furnace right now is 17 years old. And when they installed the furnace, I remember the guy saying, we're putting this whatever it was in the furnace. So if you get an air conditioner, you should get the same brand. Something like that with the coils or something.
They put a new condensing unit and a new A coil in your furnace.
Oh, the A coil. Yeah, that must have been it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know the brand of your condensing unit outside?
It's Ameristar.
Okay. So let's talk about resale. Okay, so now, because again, you're spoon-feeding me this information. If you go to sell this house in a year and you replace the furnace and do not replace the air conditioning at the same time, that's a red flag.
Why?
Because I've got a brand new furnace and a 6-year-old air conditioner, now a 7-year-old air conditioner. To a young buyer who may buy your house, they're like, well, I don't like that. I'm going to have to, why wouldn't they have done that at the same time? Now it's not really new. I've got an old and a new. If you want to get the most value at resale, replace everything.
That costs a lot of money, though.
Well, you're calling.
Right, that costs a ton of money.
You're calling for my opinion. And so here's what's going to happen. When you go to sell that house in 7 years, or if you go sell in a year, now you have a 7-year-old air conditioner and a brand new furnace. And the inspector is going to say, the furnace was replaced in 2020, but the air conditioner is from 2014 or whatever the math is, 2012. And so that new buyer, look, everybody wants their house to be out of a magazine and they want everything to be perfect and nobody understands the mechanical side of it. And so you can either pay for it now or you can pay for it when you negotiate a year from now. Because I promise you they're going to ask for a credit to replace the AC unit.
So they should be the same brand. Is that what you're saying? 100%?
So now a totally different question. If you're going to replace equipment like that, air and furnace, it should always be the same brand, in my opinion, okay? Because when you go to have a service call and you call the carrier dealer, okay, mind you, they all share a bunch of parts and they can work on all these different machines, but you want that consistency if there's an issue of repair that's consistent throughout the whole system, right? And so, oh yeah, you know what, you got a Lennox AC and I don't have that capacitor, I got to run to the supply house, I only have the carrier capacitor because it's not the same, and now you're not back in business. So consistency in the brand when it comes to mechanical systems makes a lot of sense. I get that it costs a lot of money, but if it were me, money well spent would be to replace it all so it's all new 2020. Then when you go to sell it, it's a 1-year-old furnace. It's actually a benefit to you when you go to sell because they say, wow, they just replaced the furnace last year. Ooh, I like that. I don't have to worry about that. And you're good to go. I appreciate that was Gail's 20 minutes on House Smarts Radio, but it's good information, and I think that it's something everyone should take to heart because you want to make sure that you have the right stuff. And remember, the takeaway from this is it's who puts it in that makes the most difference. That's what matters. The contractor that you get to put it in that matters the most. You're listening to House Smarts Radio at 7:23 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. Be back right after this. Your carpets, rugs, and upholstery, you know what they are? They're reservoirs for viruses and bacteria. How about you professionally sanitize your carpeting, rugs, floors, and furniture before the winter arrives? Call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning today. They're a family of dedicated carpet cleaners that will show you what clean really looks like. You get 3 rooms of carpet cleaning for just $139. You can call them at 630-990-8600. Kelly and Caroline are standing by now to get you on their schedule. Call 630-990-8600 or book online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. All right, let's take a quick call here. Hey, Peter, we're going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. And maybe if you're working remotely and don't have enough room, you can let Cobblestone Remodeling create an ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. How may I help you, sir?
I have two questions. One of them has to do with a hot water heater. I happen to have a home warranty plan for repair or replacement, and it began leaking from the top just about maybe 4 weeks ago. Then it stopped. There's an accumulation, of course, of what I would call the white stuff, the minerals that are in water. And my question is, when they come out to service it or replace it, what will they tell me?
What? Tell me this. How old is the water heater?
24 years old.
Wow.
Yours truly has been tapping it periodically.
Well,
that was something I was advised to do a long time ago.
Right, but you, let me ask you this. So how long have you had this home warranty?
It's in force at the current time.
Right. But in other words, I would really insist that they replace the water heater at 24 years, because if there's
I couldn't agree with you more.
Right, but if they're
I'm just wondering whether or not if somebody comes out and looks at it and says, oh, this is a simple Simon, we can replace this and that's the end of it, well, then, of course, the end result is if I don't have a warranty going forward, I would then be sitting bare and have to assume the entire cost, where at the current time I'm insuring myself.
Right. Here's my point.
Tell me what you think that they would tell me with what's leaking on the top? Is there some type of mechanism up there that goes haywire?
Okay. When you talk about leaking at the top, is it leaking at the top where one of the pipes goes into the water heater?
No. It's like open like a can, and there's like a sponge material that's there, and the oozing is coming out of that.
Okay, so it's the insulation of the top. Okay, so if it's not the pipes, if it's not the cold water in or the hot water out, then my guess is there is some rusting or corrosion at the top of the tank that I doubt they would be able to repair, and it should be a replacement without question. Because there shouldn't be, other than those two. So up at the top, You've got the cold water and the hot water, and then you probably have a nut that is your anode rod that looks at the top. Seeing water around that anode rod cap? Is there
I'm not sure what the anode rod is.
Well, when you said it on the very top, you know, there's like a flat, thin metal, right? That's like a capping, and then you've got, I assume, a vent that comes off the top, correct? The center is
the vent. That's probably the vent. That I'm talking about where it's leaking.
So it's the vent that you're seeing some perhaps condensation. Well, I mean, I get that you have a warranty. I would not fix or repair a 24-year-old water heater.
And I probably will not, but I just thought that if somebody came and gave me a razzle-dazzle answer
and
did something that I obviously would not be experienced to anticipate... that I would call you and see what you would tell me.
You got your money's,
so I will,
you got your money's worth, Peter.
Of course. Second question, I have two drippings on my gutters, and one is at a joint in a long extension, and the second is at a corner. I went up and looked at it some time back safely, and, of course, there's this particular material that they put in when they put the gutters in. Again, those have been here over 24 years, and... the end result is there anything I can apply over that in order to have an additional seal to maybe stop a little bit of the dripping that takes place?
Clean it up. You know, if you go up there safely, clean it up, make sure it's dry, and then you have two choices. There's a product called Gutter Seal, which is kind of a silverish aluminum actually designed for gutter seal that you could apply to that seam that will seal it, or... there's a product called Lexel, which is a clear caulk tube that you'll find that actually will stick to wet surfaces as well. And it's very easy to apply, and that'll seal it up. But it's got to be clean and dry before you install it. Thanks so much for the phone call.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Sacrete or Quickcrete. Quickcrete.
Quickcrete.
And House Smarts Radio.
And has a 4.9 Google. Google rating.
He really does know what he's talking about. Sometimes he just has a hard time getting it out.
Joining me on the phone line is Kat Kataringala. I had it.
Ding! Ding-a-ling-a-ding-ding-ding-dong!
Now back to Lou Manfredini taking your calls live.
Karingala.
Karingala. There you go. You're doing great, Lou. Don't worry about it.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
I had it. All day long. Welcome back. 877-213-4-LOU, 7:39 in the morning. House Smarts Radio. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Lori, who's in Glen Ellen. Hey, Lori, you're in House Smarts Radio. Hi, Lori.
Good morning, and before I forget, congratulations on your anniversary, and I also wanted to thank you for being one of the first in Chicago to support solar with, by coming out to our solar car event back years ago. I won't mention it because I will tell how old we are.
Oh, my gosh. I do remember. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. And I do remember that. I'm all about the solar. Bring it on. I think I know I don't get into politics that much, but they were talking about the oil industry and stuff and the debates and, you know, the alternative energy sources that are available to us. Certainly, it's going to take time for us to transition to that, but it certainly does make a whole heck of a lot of sense. How may I help you, Lori?
We have a detached garage. The house we bought, but we've lived here 30-plus years, and the garage, the lintel over the two, it's a double car entry, but the lintel over the garage door is collapsing, and it's now affecting not only bugs and water coming in, but the operation of the garage door itself. And I've called garage door people, I've called handymen, and none of them do this kind of work because they consider it construction. And I don't know what kind of tradesperson I should be calling at this point.
Is this, Lori, this is a brick garage, a masonry garage?
It's got stucco on it.
It's got stucco on it.
But it's not brick. It's wood construction.
Oh, it is wood construction. So the beam going across there is not a lintel. Yes. A lintel is a steel beam that typically supports masonry. You're talking about the header. The frame.
The header, the wood.
Right. So the header that goes across there is sagging, and that needs to be replaced
or boosted up or something. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how to fix it, or I could explain it better. So
a couple things, you know, this opens up a little bit of Pandora's box because the stucco will have to be cut out. And then, you know, my guess is, you know, there's really no way to support. This is a double door. It's a like a 16-foot wide door with no center support, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the issue there is the stucco is going to have to be cut out. That header will have to be removed. And then a new header, probably what's called a microlam, will have to be installed. This is something that a carpentry contractor would do. And then you'd have to get a carpentry contractor to do this. Then you'd have to get a stucco contractor to come back. Now, have you talked to these folks at this, you know, we've got a sponsor here on WGN Radio. This may not be in their realm, but...
Call them.
They don't do it.
They don't touch this.
All right, where are
and
you?
And they didn't have any recommendations.
Okay, so you're in Glen Ellen. So here's what I want you to do. I know that out in the western burbs, we have a bunch of members that are part of the NARI organization, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. So you're going to go to NARI, NARI.org, type in your zip code, and look for carpentry contractors out by you. And this will be something that you're like, this is what I need you guys to do. and can you help me out? It's probably, it's two different contractors, right? So there's the carpentry contractor to do the header, and then you're going to have to get a stucco contractor. There's still a contractor that's been around that I used 30 years ago. Oh my gosh, I'm getting so old. Called Chicago Stucco. Okay.
Yep, we've used them. They're great.
But I sound young on the radio. That's what's key, right? Tell me that.
You sound like the first day I heard you on Bob Collins.
Mwah. Love you, Lori. So anyway, Lindsay's shaking her head. Anyway, so contact them, see if there's a carpentry contractor that come out and help you. Then you can get the folks at Chicago Stucco to come out and do the. It's not going to be an inexpensive proposition, Lori, but you want to make sure you get this fixed the right way. Thanks so much for the phone call. They say if you don't like the weather around Chicagoland, just wait 15 minutes. It'll change. You have to be ready for anything. The Chevy Equinox has switchable all-wheel drive that keeps you protected in every type of weather, on the road or off. Highways, country roads, safety has never been more important. With low-speed forward automatic braking, lane departure warning, with side blind zone alert and forward collision alert, you're in control of your environment. The Chevy Equinox gets you where you want to go safely. Right now, get $4,750 cash allowance on most 2020 Chevy Equinox models. Plus, current GM owners get an additional $750 cash allowance, adding up to big savings. Now, if you're in need of a new vehicle but don't want to visit the dealership, well, that's okay. You can check out the Shop, Click, and Drive. It's online 24/7. You can take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, it's seamless, and it's smart. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Schedule a test drive today. You know what? Change is good. And now it's time to change your ride. It's 7:47 in the morning. 877-213-4LU, 877-213-4568. This is Tom in Palos Park. Hey, Tom, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Yeah, good morning to you, Lou, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Here's my problem. I got a two-story townhouse, and the upstairs bathroom consists of a full shower with tub, a toilet in the middle, and a sink on the right. I'm getting a severe water hammer when the toilet refills, and hard knock. I call it water hammer. Someone referred to it as that.
Yeah.
So if you can help me out, I appreciate it.
There's
not much use in the shower or the sink. That could be one of the problems.
And
empty nesters.
And this is new? Like, this is just occurring now?
It's been periodically over the years, and then it just not too long, but now it's been pretty consistent.
All right, and have you done anything so far about it?
No, it just started this week. I just thought it was a come-and-go situation.
All right, let's try.
Right now it's here.
Let's try this. So this I've given this advice for years, and it usually works.
I'm with you.
Turn the main water valve off to the house. And then
main valve off?
Turn it off.
Okay.
And then I want you to open every faucet in the house, high and low, and flush every toilet. What I want you to do is drain the system.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually adding the air back into those compression chambers. And once everything drains, like, you know, if you have a basement sink and there's no more water coming out of there, you're going to shut every valve off and then slowly turn the main valve back on. And you're going to fill the system back up. Then you'll go around to all the other faucets, turn them back on. The things will spit and sputter a little bit. And then you're going to have to probably remove the aerators.
To clean them.
Mm-hmm. To clean them, because they're going to loosen up sediment.
Yeah.
It's funny that you said the thing about the empty nesters. You know, we're the same way, right? I've got two adult children. I got two away at college right now, and so there are bathrooms in the home that don't get used whatsoever. And I have made it a goal of mine, or you know, that I do every week. I go into each one of those bathrooms and I flush the toilets. I turn the faucets on and let them run for 2-3 minutes, and then I shut them all down. It's good to exercise that stuff. So in that bathroom, you said that the shower and the faucets, if this solves the problem, just, you know, get in the habit of, I'm just going to go, you know, whatever. I mean, you may use the toilet, but turn on those valves so that that you turn on those valves so they get some use, and you should be able to solve that problem.
Okay, what's the time frame, Lou? You know, to shut off the valve, how long? Just
until the water stops coming out of all the faucets.
So okay,
whatever
okay,
your
you said that.
Whatever your lowest faucet is, when there's no more water coming out, then shut everything off. Slowly turn those valves back on, and then you'll you know, turn that valve back on, and then clean everything out, and you should be able to solve the problem. Thanks so much for the call. Tom, I want to talk with Paula, who is in Fox Lake. Hey, Paula, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Are you here?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I live in Leisure Village, which is Fox Lake, and I moved in last year, and I have the house is all electric, including the water heater. And it's 13 years old. Do I need to think about replacing it or not yet?
So the average life of a water heater, doesn't matter how it works, whether it's electric or gas or propane.
Okay.
The average life is about 10 years. Okay. 7 to 10 years. Now, that being said, we just took a call from a guy earlier this morning who had a water heater that was 24 years old or 22 years old. And
Correct. So yes.
Certainly that is possible. The thing that I will tell you is that when you replace a water heater on your own terms, meaning that, oh my gosh, the water heater doesn't work, I need one because I need to shower, you pay more because it's an emergency situation. So if you're not having any problems with it right now, maybe go a couple years, get it to its 15th birthday, and then maybe consider doing it then. It'll be you know, you'll be proactive, and then you won't have to worry about it. And I would just, you know, go from there. Where is the water heater located?
In a bedroom closet.
In a bedroom closet. Okay, and then there's a there's a floor drain in there in case it were to leak.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you know, you're protected as far as that goes, but. You just want to make sure that you're being smart about it. I mean, if it's something that's worrying you now and you've got the money to do it, there's nothing wrong with replacing a 13-year-old water heater. You've gotten, well, you didn't because you just bought the place, but it did its job
with
the average life there.
Okay.
But you could easily have it go, you know, another 5-6 years if you wanted to, and go from there. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is John in Lake Zurich. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
How you doing?
Good.
I was calling because I'm investigating putting a bathroom in my basement. I have to get up to about shoulder height for the sewer line to get it out, and I was opting maybe for a urinal instead of a full bathroom or full toilet, to avoid the solid issue. But I have a picture or an idea that maybe there is some type of copper holding tank. If I were to use a low-flow urinal, and it would only maybe do an eighth or a quarter of a gallon per flush, have maybe like a 2-gallon holding tank that I could then flush with the water coming from my water softener when it recycles. Have you heard of doing anything like that?
How about I make your life a lot easier, and you use a product system called Quick John. Quick John is a macerating toilet, and so it's all self-contained, where there's a pump inside this toilet that you would sit on the ground, and you plug it in. And you can actually run a vanity sink and a shower base, all built by the same company, that go into this pump. It macerates the solids and comes out of a 1-inch pipe that then you pipe into the sewer line. And if you want to put a urinal in, you can too. I believe it's Q-I-K, John, J-O-H-N, Quit John. And this is a perfect application for basements or anywhere like that. It'll do everything for you, and it works perfectly. It's been around for, it's Q-W-I-K-J-O-N, just like I said. But it will absolutely work for you. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. This thing's ready to go.
Okay, and
15. It's probably all in. If you wanted to do the toilet and a vanity sink and you want to do a shower base, I think all in you're like at $1,000 or $1,200 or something like that.
Okay. And then that would pump it directly into the sewer, or you'd have to go put that into the ejector pit and use the ejector pit.
No, it'll pump it wherever you want. So it's its own pump. So imagine a toilet, okay, that looks like a toilet, and that space. So you got the toilet tank up above, just like a regular toilet, but that same tank above, it's almost like the tank gets extended down to the ground. That's where the pump is. So you do your business in the toilet. The fact that it's a macerating pump, it's like its own ejector pump. It grinds everything up and then pumps it into... Good morning, everybody. It grinds it up and puts it into a one-inch pipe, and you can pipe it wherever you want.
Okay.
Quick, John. It's your new best friend. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. 877-2134-LOU. I love talking with the toilets in the first thing in the morning. It's 7:56 in the morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I got to find the clip on YouTube because every time I read this commercial, I think I told you this, right? I think about the whole thing from SNL about the wild and crazy guy thing.
Yes.
Many people come to me and they say, hey, what makes you a wild and crazy guy? People looking to update their bath often ask me, what company to use? I don't know why. It has no reference to that, but that's what's in my head. I don't have to think too hard. Bathfitter, it's the easy answer. They've been installing luxury tubs for over 35 years. I had a chance this past week. I went out to their offices safely and at a distance to see their whole system set up and how they, route their people out there and what they build. It was really, really interesting. They're true professionals, and they proved that to me from top to bottom. Bathfitter will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one, and their one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit, making it easy to maintain. Their design options are endless, so you're sure to find a tub you're really going to love. Bathfitter tubs come with a lifetime warranty. That's how high quality their materials are. The installation will be done by one Bathfitter technician who will complete the install in just one day, following strict safety protocols to ensure your well-being throughout the process. How about you kickstart your bathroom model today with the experts at Bathfitter? Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. And for a limited time, Bathfitter is offering $450 off complete Bathfitter systems. Just go to bathfitter.com/Lou to get started. Oh, and real quick, you've heard me talk about the fact that 2020 marks my 25th anniversary at WGN Radio. I started back in 95 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show, and in honor of my anniversary, well, we're giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we'll feature a different product or service that you can win. Congratulations to Jill Pagena of Wakanda, who is the winner of last week's prize, the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Tool Combo Kit with half-inch drill driver, available at Ace Hardware. This week's prize, available exclusively at your local Ace Hardware, is the Weber Genesis 2 Propane Grill, model E325. It features three powerful burners, high-performance burners, a handy grill handle light, and an enclosed grill cabinet to store all your grilling tools. It's also compatible with Weber's wireless thermostat, so you can easily grill like a pro. To enter, visit WGNradio.com/contest. That's WGNradio.com/contests. This contest ends tomorrow, Sunday at 11:59 p.m., so your entry needs to happen today. Sponsored by Weber, available at your local Ace Hardware. Ace, the helpful place. Stay tuned. Next week, we have announced the next week's winner and our next favorite thing.
Hey, don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini, and he's taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
This hour of our show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. You know, one of the things that I love to talk about is when companies give back, when they're doing what they do as a regular company, but they also have the well-being of others in mind. Joining me on the House Smarts phone line is Tony Merritt, who is the Director of Marketing for Global Sponsorships and Activations over at Stanley Black & Decker. Tony, you and I met a few years ago. It's nice to talk with you again.
Yeah, absolutely, Lou. Thanks for having me on. You know, we got to spend some time back at the race in Dover a few years ago. It was a great race.
And that's what we want to talk about. So you work a lot with sponsorships and things that Stanley Black & Decker do to support the community as well as obviously support their brand. But one of the things that you're very involved in is NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a partnership in NASCAR, well, with various different teams for the past 25 years. You know, right now we have a partnership with Joe Gibbs Racing with the Craftsman number 20. And so this year it's been fun, a new fun, put it that, you know, bringing our program to live virtually.
Right.
With Eric Jones. And so it's been a different year this for sure, but our partnerships with Joe Gibbs have been there since 2014, and we love the sport of NASCAR.
Well, it's still going on, right? I mean, I know that there have been some races where there's been limited fan attendance or no fan attendance, and so the cars are racing, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. They're on track every week. You know, back things started shutting down, they went to virtual iRacing, which was interesting to see, you know, the viewership go from going to the track to over a million people watching these drivers race virtually each week on TV.
That is, you know, I remember when you and I first met, and, you know, I grew up actually the son of a mechanic, so I grew up around cars, and I've always been amazed by the attendance and the loyalty of the NASCAR fans. But for you to mention that, where they're so focused and supportive of the sport that they'll watch it no matter how it gets done.
You're exactly right. And that's a reason why we're there, and we partner with companies like Ace Hardware. You know, everyone attending those NASCAR races can buy our products through, you know, retailers like Ace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our brand visibility is very important. And, you know, that demographic, you know, uses tools every day. And so that's what's, you know, really important to us.
Well, when you and I met a number of years ago in Dover at the racetrack, one of the things that you were involved in back then and Stanley Black & Decker still is to this day is supporting Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And we had an opportunity back then, a different team, a different driver, but it's been consistent for you guys over the years where we went to a children's hospital. The entire race team came out there and did a little demonstration for these kids who came out under the tent. And I was so moved by how happy those children were. I mean, many of them are walking out connected to machines that are battling cancer or some other ailment. And the opportunity to share something different and make their lives somewhat normal by illustrating and doing what you guys do to give back was really something special, and you continue that today.
Yeah, Lou, we this is our 14th year, you know, with the Racing for America program, and we've been able to touch, you know, over 50 kids around the United States, and to be able to offer them an experience. You know, you saw it in Dover, but you know, we bring the kids out to the track that are able to. They attend the driver's meeting, you know, they sit on the pit box, they do meet and greets behind the scenes. We try to bring an experience that they'll never forget. You know, this year it was a little tougher for us, you
right.
know, with the virus, we had to be safe. And so we had to go completely virtual, but we was able to do that. You know, we had four amazing kids from Levine Children's Hospital there in the Charlotte area, you know, Zachary, you know, Christian, Sophie, Sophia, and Kyler. we done a lot of virtual stuff with them. We actually done a Mario Kart race with them, and they got to race against Eric Jones. We had cardboard cutouts on the pit box, and working with the network, got some visibility for the kids during the race last weekend in Charlotte. But, you know, having these honorary pit crew kids for all of these events over the years and this past weekend, you know, it's all about, you know, bringing an experience to these children that they'll never forget. And this program is one that means so much to us, and we're so proud of our relationship with CMN Hospitals, with the ACE Foundation over the past 14 years. You know, we've had a relationship with ACE for 90 years.
Right.
So just bringing that all to life and with the kids is something that we're really, really proud of and looking forward to many, many more years.
And along with the focus on trying to, you know, bring these kids a great experience, Stanley Black & Decker also backs it up with a nice donation annually to the foundation as well.
Absolutely. And we do that through the ACE Foundation. And we're proud to say, you know, over the years, we've been able to donate about $1.4 million to help these children and to help CMN in what they're trying, these battles that they're fighting
right.
for these kids
right.
Each and every day.
Tony, I know you've been doing this a very long time. On a personal note, it must bring you great pleasure to know that you're working with a company that's committed to this and these partnerships, you know, have such a far reach. I just want to say, you know, thank you, because I know that there's a lot of parents and a lot of kids who need this, and it's just nice to tell these stories that there is still consistently good stuff and good people out there and good companies out there, and I just want to give a big salute to you and your entire Stanley Black & Decker team.
Well, thank you, and you know, Stanley Black & Decker, our Craftsman brand, all of our brands, we have a purpose. And our purpose in the world is, you know, for those who make the world. And in this case, you know, we're trying to make the world a better place. And we're trying to work with organizations like the ACE Foundation, like CMN, that can make a difference in the world. And, you know, I get notes. I'm Facebook friends with a lot of these parents that has been part of the program for over the years. They keep me updated, good and bad. And it's just, it's such a blessing to be a part of it. And I thank you for the time that you give me today, Lou.
It's my pleasure. Tony Merritt, Director of Marketing for Global Sponsorships and Activations over at Stanley Black & Decker. Tell the folks what it's number 20. The car is number 20 that they should be rooting for if they ever turn on a NASCAR race, correct?
Absolutely. It's the Joe Gibbs NASCAR number 20. It's driven by Eric Jones. If you want to, you know, see what we've done with the program, with yep. the Racing for America program this year, go out and check it on the Craftsman social channels. If you want to learn more about Racing for America's and possibly how to donate, you know, go to craftsman.com/club, and you can see what we did out there this year with the kids from Children's Levine Hospital there in Charlotte. And, you know, we'd appreciate any support anybody can give us and to get these kids what they need to succeed in life.
That's awesome. Thanks, Tony. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you, Lou.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
Good morning. You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
I don't need
8:22 in the morning.
A big, fine car.
Lou Manfredini here with the House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. Here's me on the bass. I would like to be a bass player.
Good.
Yeah. I'm really good at this song. Let's get back to the phone lines. This is Robert in Dixon. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Lou. I just recently moved into a house, and they have natural gas lamps two in the front patio and two in the back patio.
Love that.
And I can't seem to get any natural gas out of them. Now I got a tap, a quick connect tap for a grill that's on that same line, and it just flies out of there. But I can turn the valve on the bottom of the base of the lamp, and I can try to light it, and there's just so little gas flow out of there, I can't even see the flame, but if I try to light the lighter again without sparking, it'll light. So I know there's a small flame in there. And another problem is I don't know what size of the mantle. There's no name on the lamp, just a patent number. It's all cast iron. It's pretty old.
You know that, the little filter screens that you're trying to light on the lamp, right? There's like a, go ahead.
They haven't been lit. I talked to the previous owner. She said she hasn't used them in 4 or 5 years. And there's like a couple of them have that little screen hanging on a wire that goes around it.
Right.
And some of them have that wire missing. So just down at the base where the gas should come out, because it's kind of like a Coleman lantern, right? You put a mantle in there.
Right, right, right. So those vent screens, it could be that those vent screens need to be replaced. The thing is that if you take, I mean, you know, again, I don't know how it's being fed, but, you know, there's probably, my guess is there's some soft copper line that runs underground, not too deep, that feeds that. And, how far away are these lamps from the home?
Two in front are about 12, 15, and about 8 or 10 in the back.
Okay. And you don't see the gas line, like, going to the front, coming out of the house anywhere, do you?
I do see it in the basement going out underground, and then it's under concrete and comes up in a brick pillar.
Got it. Okay. So if it's under concrete, because sometimes if there's a little bit of a gas leak, if it were in the lawn, sometimes you can actually see a line, because when the gas kind of, it'll kill the grass. But if it's under concrete, you won't see it. There's a chance that that line is busted. But I would start with replacing the lamp screens, which a lot of hardware stores still have, you know, that you can find them there, and see if that helps. It's a very small amount of gas that comes through these things, right? The valves are restricted that, you know, if you ran these things all the time. When I was a kid, we had a gas lantern in the front of our house. And so whenever I see them, it brings back really cool memories for me. But I would start with replacing the screens and see if that helps. If not, well, it could be an issue with the gas line being broken or cracked. And if it's got a little bit of a leak in the ground underneath the concrete, you probably would never know about it, and you'd have to run a new line out there.
Okay. Well, I know where the union is. It's in the basement. So if I shut the gas off, mm-hmm. take that union off, mm-hmm. could I pressurize that and then, just test it, see if it leaks?
Well, okay, so
You should be able to.
Well, if you were going to pressurize, you'd have to cap it at the lamp. You'd cap it at the lamp, right? Because you got to.
Well, there's a valve at the base of the lamp. That's
okay, perfect.
Off.
So put that off, and if you wanted to pressurize it and put 20 pounds in it, not even, you know, you wouldn't even need that much, with a gauge, and see if it holds it. If it holds it, then we know the gas line's good, and then you can. Why don't we start with replacing the screens first and see if that solves your problem?
Okay.
And then if that doesn't work, then you can try pressurizing that line. If it doesn't hold it, then you know it's got a leak and it's just not enough fuel to get out of there. And then you can address, Robert, if you want to go ahead and, run a new line. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LU is our number. This is Chad, who's in Glenview. Hey, Chad, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, Lou. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Hey, I want to say real quick, I met you at Navy Pier about 8 years ago at Winter Waterfest, and you couldn't have been nicer.
Oh, that was one of my good days. That's good. That's nice to hear. That's very nice of you to say. What can I help you with?
Well, okay, so we have this one-story house in Glenview, right? A small house, about 1,400 square foot. We're on a slab. And we have one bathroom. And whenever I turn on or off the sink, if I'm at the sink, when I turn the hot water off or the cold water off, or if I turn the shower off, I hear this chirp like a bird. But it's like a real, it just goes whoop.
Wait, what does that sound? What's that sound again? Because it matters. What's the sound?
It's like whoop.
One more time. I'm just kidding.
It sounds like. Well, I guess I'm not doing it. It's like higher pitch than that. I don't know if I can do it higher pitch.
Sure,
like
try a little higher pitch.
Okay, higher pitch. It goes. It's like chirp.
Oh, well, then now I know what it is. I have no idea. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so wait. This only happens in the bathroom, or it happens at every valve?
It only happens in the bathroom. It never happens in the kitchen. It doesn't happen with the, our washer and dryer. No, it's only in our bathroom on the cold water, the hot water. On the sink.
On the sink only.
And also the shower. Hmm. Like I'll hear this chirp right when I shut things off.
What was the name of the guy from the guy that just died, the sound effects guy, Mel Blanc? He's like Mel Blanc. He's got all the
Mel Blanc. Oh, I've actually got a photo of him hanging here in my garage.
Can you make the sound of a brass doorknob falling onto a wood floor and rolling across? Because if you could do that, I'll send you out a House Smarts radio hat.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, well. We're putting him on hold, and we're going to give him a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, so that's for sure. My guess is you've got an issue with those valves, the inserts on the valves, and it's just a coincidence that you're getting this. You may want to consider replacing those valves, the inserts on those valves. That would be my guess. That would be the best place for you to start and see if you can eliminate that sound coming from that. That would be my recommendation to you. Give that a shot and see if that works for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. We will send him out a House Smarts radio hat. I parked him on line 4 just like you asked me to.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play
8:38 in the morning.
Among the stars.
I am Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio.
What spring is like on a Jupiter and
I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Special Olympics. How about we talk with somebody that really knows all about the Special Olympics? Joining me on the phone line right now is Dave Breen, who is the Special Olympics Illinois President and CEO. Dave, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so thrilled that you woke up this morning. This is something that I've been a long proponent of and supporter of, and I just think the Special Olympics are awesome. Can you give our audience just a quick little snapshot about the Special Olympics?
Yeah, so Special Olympics Illinois were year-round training and sports competition for individuals with intellectual disabilities. We, in a normal year, we do about 400 events, and we have about 36,000 individuals in Illinois that we serve. but part of a large worldwide program in 190 countries and 6 million athletes worldwide.
It's an amazing organization, and I have friends of mine. I have a nephew who, not by blood but by love, who has participated in Special Olympics for years, and I know that everybody's so bummed out that these events are not going on right now, but that does not change your mission. And like most of us, you know, planning for the future when we do get back to you know, healthy competition and having the organization up and running at full steam ahead. But your needs and your fundraising needs are still wanting. And so you guys are running a Queen of Hearts raffle. Is that correct?
We are. We're in week five of our Queen of Hearts, and a lot of people have done them in person, and we just switched it to virtual. And we're up about $5,000 in the jackpot. Nobody's found the queen yet, so that's probably good news for us anyway.
And, yeah.
You can be a weekly winner. You can be a weekly winner, too. So we're, you know, really trying to push it and really appreciate you helping us, you know, bring some light to that activity. You're right. A lot of our individuals really want to get back out into the community and do things, but we got to make sure it's safe.
Right. No, 100%. So how do people get involved in the raffle and helping to support Special Olympics in Illinois?
Well, the easiest way is if you can Google Special Olympics Illinois, you'll go to our website, and there's a panel right there that is queenofheartsso.org. And you just click on that, and you can buy your tickets right there and get involved in the chase for the queen. We've been having some fun with it and trying to make it more of a, like a Where's Carmen San Diego kind of thing for us. So we're trying to make it fun.
That's great. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, when you look at, you know, you've cut $3 million in expenses so that you can maintain the funds to support the virtual programming. And this Queen of Hearts raffle is a great way to continue to kind of fuel your mission, and I love the fact that you're doing that. So nobody's found the queen yet, so this is a really good opportunity to participate and support Special Olympics, and you just could be a big winner, right?
You can, and I think that's the thing. Everybody can use money, that's for sure, and, you know, getting it up about 5,000, we're hoping after today, you know, we'll get closer to 10,000 and just keep going until we have a big winner to bring a lot of awareness to the abilities of the individuals.
SpecialOlympicsIllinois.org is the website. Is that correct? SpecialOlympicsIllinois.org?
That's correct. And then there's a panel that is right on the front page of that is Queen of Hearts.
Dave Breen is the Special Olympics Illinois president and CEO. I hope you get lots of entries today, Dave, and continued success for all the amazing work you guys do with Special Olympics here in Illinois.
Well, thank you, and thanks for your involvement, Lou, and appreciate you having us on today.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Check that out. That's a really good. We got all these these sponsors about how you can bet on all these games now. You know, with these apps. How about you bet on the Special Olympics kids? That's my bet. Go there, SpecialOlympicsIllinois.org, and try their Queen of Hearts raffle. That's awesome. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's talk to Pam, who's in Orland Park. Hi, Pam.
Good morning, Lou. It's great to talk to you.
How may I help you?
Well, I am on the board of my homeowners association, and we just had our front doors painted, and there's probably about 5 units that have like little window side lights on either side of their door, and they didn't paint around, there's like a little plastic frame around the window part, the little windows.
Yep.
And they didn't paint that, and I'm you know, now I'm questioning, should it be painted, or is this something that can be replaced? It looks like it's screwed in.
Yeah. So you know, are the doors metal?
The doors.
Are they steel?
No, I don't think so. I think they're like a wood. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they painted the doors. It's not the doors. They're
right. No. But that frame around the windows that you said there, it screws in. Like it looks like the pieces come out.
It looks like one big piece. It's one big piece with five window frames.
Right. Okay. I mean, it can be. And one other question. These are exterior doors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, front door.
So they're facing outdoors. I mean, that trim can be painted. Do you know if that material, what that material around the windows is? Is that wood or is that plastic?
It's plastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can
be. And I know you've always said.
Go ahead.
I know you've always said that anything could be painted down the road definitely
right.
cause more problems.
Well, with a good exterior paint, depending on what they used, it can be used on wood, plastic, metal, whether it's steel or aluminum, it will stick to that. And the fact is, with a little bit of prep work, if you don't like the look of how the doors look and then that little piece of trim around the windows, they absolutely can come back and paint it. They're going to have to use a small little brush, obviously. And there's probably a little bit of scraping around the windows. Perhaps they didn't do it just because it's extra work or, I don't know. I didn't, in the contract that they signed, did they say they weren't going to paint that? I'm not certain.
Well, my home is about 15 years old. And it was the front doors were last painted like 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do it then either. And when we got the contract this year, I specifically asked, are those little window frames included? And I really never got an answer, but when they were doing my doors, I asked the guys that were painting, and they said, well, they called the boss or something, and he said, no, that wasn't in the original contract. So now it's going to be $50 a door. We've only got like five homes that have this, but, I don't want to have a problem, 5 years from now with peeling and cracking paint.
Well, but the thing is, right, so... I don't think that's the issue. If that becomes an issue, you'll be painting the rest of the doors too. If it's done properly, mm-hmm. They probably just kept it off the contract because it was a little bit more work. It's unfortunate mm-hmm. that they weren't. That was probably assumed, but no one realized that it wasn't going to be done. But I mean, visually, it probably looked better if all that was painted the same color.
Yeah, well, the door around the little frames is kind of like an ivory color, but the little window frame, the little tiny part,
mm-hmm.
should be white. And like I have one of those doors, and they're all yellowed.
It looks dirty and dingy. I'd have them clean it, a little bit of sanding, a little painting, and you're good to go.
Okay, so they can't be replaced. It's better to just paint them.
Well, I'm sure it could be replaced, but then they'll still be white. And then they'll fade, and that'll cost you more than $50.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I didn't want to go forward with this until I talked to you.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you very much. Good luck with that project. I appreciate you calling. It's 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Robert Andreas was a World War II veteran who served in the 82nd Airborne Division. In 1956... Robert became a bricklayer in Cicero. A few years later, Robert began to focus on concrete, and with his sons Bobby, Brad, and Byron, Robert Andreas and Sons Concrete Contractors was born. Now, in the beginning, it was his three sons and a laborer doing all the work by hand. Today, Robert Andreas and Sons is a company with state-of-the-art equipment that can handle the smallest residential project all the way up to the largest industrial or commercial job. As owners, Byron oversees the company's operations, with Debbie, his sister, overseeing the company's administration. Byron's daughter, Sarah, the third generation, well, she handles the sales and marketing. The fall is an ideal time to have Andreas and Sons install or repair your driveway, sidewalk, patio, or steps. How about you do yourself a favor and contact Andreas and Sons? It's a true family-owned business. 708-863-5735. Or visit AndreasConstruction.com. It's 8:51 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Dan, who's in Oak Park. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Lou, I've got a 95-year-old frame house. Long before I was born, people had enclosed the front and back porch. The problem is the front porch is enclosed over dirt. And some of the nocturnal animals have dug a burrow, and I am killing them every day. What I need to know is, do I have to have that porch, that, like, the walls, et cetera, torn off in order to have concrete footings, foundations for it?
Well,
or what's the best solution?
I mean, here's the thing. If you put concrete down there, it isn't necessarily that that's going to keep the nocturnal animals out, right? Because they can probably still figure out ways to get in through the wall or dig underneath the concrete. I mean, that isn't the end all to solve the problem. Perhaps what would make the most sense is if you can open up that area and inspect what's going on, clean it all out, and maybe use some repellents inside there that will get them to go somewhere else. And then on the wall, where the walls of this porch go down to the ground, you may want to extend down a little bit and use some hardware cloth or additional barriers to keep them, that if they're going to dig, you know, they'd have to dig even deeper, which at some point they'll just give up, right? If you went down a foot and a half with some heavy-duty hardware cloth and whatnot, but then patched all the holes around it as well. I mean, I think that...
I have 42 inches below ground. I can stand underneath the porch.
Oh, really?
42 inches below ground.
Okay.
And what I was going to do is have Permaseal or somebody give me an estimate, because I really want to brick that entire area, which is 42 inches below ground, all the way up to the porch, to the floor of the porch, which is 7 feet.
Well, okay, now Permaseal is not going to do any of that brickwork and then the exterior out there like that. If you want to do something where you put concrete and kind of rebuild that area and kind of change the whole kind of structural makeup of it on the outside, I mean, I just read their commercial, but that would be something I would call the guys at Andreas Construction about. Now, they don't do the brickwork, but they could probably coordinate and help suggest somebody for you on that. But that would be somebody that I would contact to see if they could come talk to you about the concrete, maybe taking out and pouring underneath there a slab for you and clean that up in the way that you want.
Last quick question. You had mentioned something about, right before your 8 o'clock news, and that was the toilet that has the pump built into it.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of that? Because I'm putting the bathroom in the basement.
It's called Quick John, and it's Quickjon. And
where can it be purchased?
You actually can special order it from Ace. It's not anything that they stock, but you can go online and learn about it, and then if you wanted to, you could order it from there.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU. Let's take one quick call. This is Audrey in Countryside. Hi, Audrey.
Good morning, Lou. Here's my situation. Periodically, I put baking soda and vinegar down my drains. And the other day, I was cleaning my coffee pot with vinegar and water. And instead of dumping that water down the sink drain, I dumped it down the tub drain. And I've done that before, bubble, bubble, you know. And then all of a sudden, I heard a pretty loud pop. I mean, the water kept bubbling and the pop sound stopped, but what happened?
I mean, how old is the home?
60 years old.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a build-up. You said you did it down the tub drain?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you think about
it. Do you recommend that? Vinegar and baking soda?
No. I don't necessarily think that does anything to your drains, positive or negative. But, a lot of people, it's been a long time thing. Oh, you do this, it'll be great. I mean, I don't necessarily know that it has any kind of effect, really. My guess is with a tub drain, you know, we're standing in there showering or bathing, there's all kinds of soap scum and hair and whatever that... there could be a buildup in that drain right there that needs to be cleaned out. So you've got a couple of choices. You could either use a plunger when you cover the overflow with a wet rag and then you plunge it to kind of clear it away. Or I really like some of these drain cleaners and enzymes that you can put down there that'll eat the debris up there. A company called InstaFlow makes a really good product that I like. They make one called EcoFlow, which is an enzyme that kind of munch stuff up that you could use at night. You pour it down in there and activate it with hot water, and then you rinse it away, and it'll kind of clear the drain up. And that's probably just years of buildup of you know, using the bathtub, and it was just a reaction with what you put down there. But in my opinion, the baking soda vinegar thing doesn't really have a positive effect at all. So, or a negative effect, really. It's just makes you feel better. 8:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some more. This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There is nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay here with me.
Thanks for staying here with me. 9:11 in the morning, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-2134-LOU. This hour of our show is sponsored by Ace Hardware.
Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms.
Let's go back to your phone calls.
Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
This is Linda in Bloomingdale. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
My daughter has wood countertops in her kitchen.
Cool.
And I know I'm not a fan either.
No, but I think that I do like that. I like that. You don't like it?
Well, I like the look of it, mm-hmm. but with what she's running into, mm-hmm. you'll help. Okay. the previous owner oiled the surfaces, and in one section overdid it. So whenever you put a piece of paper on that section of the counter, the mm-hmm. oil will seep through.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions?
What is the overall condition of the wood counter?
Great.
Great. Okay. So let's try.
They're only 2 years old.
Okay. So let's try this. Let's get a quart of mineral spirits.
Okay.
And I want you to get a couple of microfiber towels. And I want you to listen carefully to the whole description of what I want you to do. You're going to dip the towel into the mineral spirits, you're going to pour it into a container, dip the microfiber towel in there, wring it out, and then with the grain of the thing, you're going to wipe this down to neutralize some of that oil. Okay. And then you're going to take a clean rag and wipe that away, and then let's see how that looks, okay? Now these microfiber towels, when you're done with them, it's super important that you don't put them in a container. You're going to throw them away. You know what I mean? I don't want you to wash them, but what I want you to do in the container, when you're all done with this and you've used up all the mineral spirits, I mean, you can, whatever left in the quart, you're not going to use the whole quart, you'll seal that up. But the rags in that container, you're going to fill that with water and leave it outside for a while before you throw them away, because they can combust if you just leave them. They can.
Okay.
So that's an important safety tip that you're going to do. Now, when we get done with this mineral spirits, take a look and see, oh, that looks pretty good. I neutralized that oil, whatever. Then from there, what you're going to do is retreat the top with mineral oil. That's the only oil you should be using on that. And then tell your daughter, you know, that's something that she should be doing. You know, depending on the use, I mean, it could be something that she does once a month. It could be something she does every 6 weeks. It just all depends on what she's doing.
Okay, when you say to retreat, you'll just put a little bit on, again, on a microfiber towel.
Wipe it with the grain, work it all in, and then it just... Right, exactly.
Okay.
And then it should not feel oily, but the wood should look... like you put moisturizer on your face. You know what I mean? It shouldn't look
okay.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, sure.
Shouldn't look oily.
It should have a sheen to it.
A little slight sheen to it, and the mineral oil is the best way to do that.
Okay, sounds good. Excellent. I wrote it all down.
Awesome. Be well. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
877-213-4LOU is our phone number. When we come back, one of the things, Lindsay, I know you just took a bite, but you know where we were supposed to be right now? In Ireland, the second time.
I do.
Right?
I know.
We were supposed to be in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Actually, this would have been the Saturday that we were going to be doing our show from some pub in Ireland. And you know who was going to sponsor those shows? Our friends at Whiskey Acres out in DeKalb. Well, you know me. I want to try and make people happy no matter what happens. I think I'm going to make you all happy when we come back from the break. It's 9:15 in the morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, think about this. When's the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? High-efficiency furnaces need more than just a dust and clean. They need professional tune-ups. Call Dykstra Home Services for their pre-season special. For only $89, they'll completely service your furnace. You'll be ready for winter. Give them a call at 800-421-3220 or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. They also have affordable maintenance programs available. 800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company. They've been that for over 94 years.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
If you have questions about your house, he's the one to call.
Now back to your handyman hero.
Your host was the most, Lou Manfredini.
On House Smarts Radio.
I think my favorite is how she says my last name.
Manfredini?
It just sort of blends all in together. Right? I know that I got Joe Brand, who's in Iowa somewhere, and Don Kleppen are both kind enough to be standing by. Gentlemen, you know, I want to, you know, as a builder, Lindsay, you know, when I was a home builder, you're somebody that puts things together, right? In other words, you show up on a job site and there's a piece of, you know, it's a piece of property, it's a land, right? And then somebody comes and digs a hole, you coordinate mm-hmm. that, and then the foundation goes in. And then, you know, we ran our own carpentry crews, and we would take the lumber that got delivered from the lumber yard, and we would put those things together. And in the end, there'd be this beautiful house, right? Joe, you understand that? Don, you get where I'm going here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, that seems to make
sense. Maybe occasionally take some things apart, I'm gathering.
Well, occasionally, sure. You'd make a mistake here and then. But the whole idea is that I'm someone that loves to put things together, okay? Sort of like a cocktail.
Ah. Aha. Uh-huh. So good.
Right?
Like a house cocktail.
You lost me for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so get this.
Tied it up with a bow.
To get into the holiday spirit with some spirits, okay? For the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing some really cool holiday drink recipes featuring the whiskey of Whiskey Acres. It's award-winning farm-crafted whiskey from DeKalb, Illinois, it's the first estate distillery. This week's recipe, you guys are going to love this. It's called the Midwest Mule. It's a twist on the popular Moscow Mule, and it has been Lou approved. I don't want to brag, but take a listen to this audio gold.
Okay, so I'm going to make the Midwest Mule, which it says to fill a glass with ice. Then I'm supposed to take 1.5 ounces of Whiskey Acres straight rye whiskey, then 6 ounces of Windmill Ginger Brew Hibiscus Vanilla Ginger Beer. It kind of almost looks like a cranberry color when you put that on there. And then you stir it, garnish with a lime. Oh, Zooey mama, is that good?
No, this...
Zooey mama, is that good?
It was gold.
You were right about audio gold.
Right? Did you hear the glug, 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 glug?
I closed my eyes during that part. I'll tell you, that was so good.
Right?
Everything sounded very exaggerated. Oh, a little bit of ice. Crunch,
how much
crunch,
ice
crunch,
was
crunch,
that?
Crunch, crunch.
It was a lot of ice.
It was like a jar of M&M's.
I was playing around with the tape and trying to get all the... Right.
One and a half ounces of whiskey. Gulp, 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 gulp.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it was a little more than one and a half.
Right,
okay.
And then made up a word after you were done drinking.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you what. First of all, the recipe, if you go to... Well, let me tell you this. If you head on over to WGMRadio.com/make-this-drink, you'll get the recipe, Compliments of Whiskey Acres. If you guys go on the website right now, I took a picture of it. Lindsay actually made the drink, too.
I did.
Your picture is way better than mine. I'm sure, I guarantee you, you were like, oh, the light in here, and I got to move
100.
The, right, I got to move the lime over
That's
here.
Great.
But this hibiscus ginger beer, have you ever heard of this, Don?
Hibiscus vanilla.
Was there vanilla in there, too? Yeah.
Yeah, there was vanilla.
Yeah, I have not heard of it, no, but sounds tasty.
Comes in this really cool bottle, and it looks like, it does kind of look like cranberry juice. But here's what I was thinking. I didn't mention this. You know that like hibiscus tea?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's supposed to be very good for your blood pressure, lowering your blood pressure. Yeah. I wonder if the Midwest Mule has the same effect.
Have you had one this morning?
I hope so.
I didn't have one this morning, but I did have it. I have to tell you, it is delicious.
No, it was very good.
This morning, I'll tell you.
When I poured the hibiscus vanilla ginger beer out... is it ginger beer? Is that what it's, or brew?
Yeah.
I was I thought it was going to be too sweet, but it was
refreshing. It was refreshing.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. It was really, really good.
We were all pleasantly surprised.
I like the Midwest Mule name. It makes me,
right.
I would make
the
feel
the name is
like more patriotic to say that instead of Mule.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So much fun. So anyway, the recipe and the photo and everything is up on the website. If you want to go to WGNradio.com/make-this-drink. I'm going to tease you with this one. Next week, the Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned.
Mm. Oh, man.
Ooh,
my family and I got into all the bottles last night. And
right.
Let me tell you, there's some good recipes.
Yeah. So here's what happens. They sent us a bunch of whiskey, okay? And this is why I don't like that we're not all together anymore. But so your husband, David, who I love, he's really just a terrific guy. I actually don't think he listens to the show. Because you sent the picture of all the booze, and he goes, now this is a show I could listen to with all the alcohol on the counter. And he's like, I'm like, thanks.
He said that?
Yeah. He goes, this is a show I could listen to.
I was going
to
give him, I mean, he is taking care of our children right now.
Right. No, I understand
that. But he threw himself under the bus.
The thing is, we're supposed to take pictures when we make these drinks each week or whatever. And what Lindsay's concerned with is that by the time we get to week four, those bottles may be empty.
I already took pictures because I thought to myself, this isn't gonna be good.
Yeah. That's smart, and you can't refill them with water or anything. It's just
look the same.
Right.
You just got to go to the liquor store and buy more.
That's right.
Yeah. No, but if you run out of bottles, you're just doing a good job of trying to lower your blood pressure, right? I mean, that's
thank you, Joe.
We drink our
thank
cocktails.
You.
Yeah. It's necessary.
Yeah. Joe, you're a smart man. I'm glad you're there. Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy. We will have to, when we get all together, we are going to have a party, a show party with all of us together, and we're going to, when we can all get together, and we're going to make all these drinks. How about that?
Book it. Sign me
Book it. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with Dee, who's on the line. Hi, Dee, in Chicago, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi.
How may I help
you? Thank you for all the great things that make our lives better.
Oh, you're welcome. What's going on?
My daughter has a first house in Linwood, Illinois, and downstairs the shower, black pieces of wood and dirt are coming up. She's tried three different plumbers. The last one came out, and he said that his scope could not go far enough down. And he thought that the work would have to be exactly about $6,000 because the tree roots from a stump that the city left are coming in.
Mm. So they did try to put, did they try, they did put a camera down there, but they can only go so far.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if in fact, you know, so that, I mean, that that would, my advice would be, obviously the camera, what is advantageous about that as a process is the fact that, you know, you can go and you can see pretty clearly what the problem is. But if they get to a point where it's just completely collapsed, which is what it sounds like from your description, that price range to repair a sewer like that, D, is sounds about right. Now, were they able to, when they put the camera down, were they able to sort of estimate pretty closely to say, hey, this is about 10 feet in front of the house, or this is, you know, 6 feet in front of the house, of like where that problem is?
I think it's about 10.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. You could, did only one plumber take a look at this and come to this conclusion?
Three different. They would rot a little bit, and then it wouldn't work, and then the next person would do the same.
I see. Okay. And so after these three different people, this is sort of what they're coming to as a solution. I mean,
yes.
Unfortunately, based on what you're telling me, the next logical step is that they would come and dig in front of the house and go down to that sewer line and then figure out what's going on. I mean, you could certainly get another estimate for this, but you know, that $5,000 to $6,000 range is definitely within the kind of the wheelhouse of what something like this would cost. And you want to make sure that the people that are doing that are licensed plumbers, you know, that have this ability to do that. You know, here on the show here, PermaSeal has a whole licensed plumbing division. They do this work as well. I mean, if you're super concerned about, you know, getting somebody trustworthy to do this, and I'm not certainly suggesting that the people that you had are not, but I can certainly vouch for the trustworthiness of the PermaSeal family of technicians and people that come out, as well as their company, that you could contact them and have them come take a look at it and give you an estimate, and they could run a camera there, and then, you know, you could with confidence probably hire them to do this work, and they could take care of it for you. Good luck with that. I'm sorry. I know that it's not what you want to hear, but it sounds like the next logical step.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy. Look.
It's that easy.
And send.
Now back to your host, Lou Man Arts Radio.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore.
Time for our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by Robert R. Andreas and Sons Concrete Construction. You know what they should do with it when we do the thing with the Robert R. Andreas and Sons Construction's, you know, billboard that we just read there for the thing? They should have a line where you can just text them too. Right?
Clever.
Always thinking. But we have text messages that people sent us. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. This is, I don't know who this is from, but a 312 that says how...
Let's say her name is Julie.
Oh, I was going to say Bob.
Oh, all right. Let's see if I think it's a man or a woman.
How do I get paint out of a carpet?
Bob. he spilled the paint. So how do I get paint out of a carpet? If it is,
he doesn't want Julie to find out.
Right. So don't tell Julie. If it is a latex paint, there is a latex paint remover called Goof Off. You got to be a little careful with the Goof Off, because it can, depending on the color of the carpeting, it can discolor the fibers of the carpeting. So if it's lighter colored, and then I would worry about it discoloring. So let's do this. If it is a light-colored carpet, this is what I want you to do. Boil some water just before it starts to boil. You know how when you're boiling water and the little bubbles start to come up before the big bubbles come? Take that and then pour that right over the top of where the paint is and get that hot and wet. And then use a small little nylon brush carefully to kind of peel it up. Actually, what I would really want you to do is, if you had two nylon brushes, and you could use it as if you were, imagine if you had, if you're serving a salad, you know when you have the salad servers and you have two of them in your hand, and you're scooping the salad out of a bowl onto your plate. So I want two brushes like that, and you're going to kind of comb it up to loosen the paint and just use almost boiling water if it's a lighter colored carpeting. If it's a darker colored carpeting, you could get away with the product called Goof Off. Number two.
Number two, good morning. Could you please tell me what I can use to get a really big, large transmission oil stain off of an asphalt street?
Off of an asphalt street?
Off of asphalt on the street.
Ooh, well, transmission fluid is really tough because of the coloring of it, and you have to do this almost right away. I would use something to break up the... What I would do is full-strength crud cutter, but you can buy it by the gallon. Pour it on there. Use a stiff nylon brush on a pole if you can and really, really scrub it. Let it sit there for a little bit. Scrub it again. And if you have a power washer, then I would power wash it. If not, use the hose to rinse it off. The crud cutter full strength, letting it sit there for like 10, 15 minutes and then rinse it off, is as good as it's going to get.
Oh, and lastly, how often should fire extinguishers be replaced?
My rule of thumb on that one is every 3 years. Even though the green button, you know, it'll say green there. Well, let me back that up. You can go longer than 3 years, but this is what I want you to do. On your calendar, take your fire extinguishers every 6 months and shake them. Because what can happen is the material that's used to kill the fire can actually settle to the bottom of the container. And so if you shake that up a little bit, just kind of back and forth, not like you're mixing a drink, but shake it a little bit, put it back there, you can probably get 5 years out of it. But as a rule of thumb, it's not a bad idea to replace them every 3 years. That's not a bad idea. That's our Just Text Me segment. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. No, it's 877-213-4LOU. That was our text line. 877-213-4LOU is the number that Jeff called. He's in Chicago. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Lou and crew. I'd like to order a Midwest Mule in a to-go cup, please.
Absolutely. You can just go to... I know, wouldn't that be great? That would be great.
Oh, it sounds great.
Sounds great. What's going on?
I know your show is kind of an oasis from political talk, but I need you to help me with a major decision.
Uh-oh.
Between a different Joe and a different ego. I'm looking to upgrade my cordless snowblower from the Ryobi that I currently have to either the newest model Snow Joe or the newest model Ego. And I know Ace sells the Ego for about $1,300, something like that. I've reached out to both companies via their website for, you know, some information on, you know, what's the best one to go with versus the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gotten back to me, so I thought maybe you might have an opinion to steer me in the right direction. So it's the newest models of each.
Right. So you're talking about their two-stage model.
Yes, sir.
Right. This past week, ironically, I was doing something called a satellite media tour on behalf of Ace and talking and featuring this Ego brand. Now, we do, you know, full disclosure, my wife and I own a couple hardware stores, and we do sell these Ego products. The Snow Joe product's been around for a very long time, and the Ego brand has been around for a while, too. This new two-stage unit from them is brand new this season. And all that information being said, this is what I like about the Ego system. Their platform and their battery system is consistent throughout all the tools that they manufacture. So they use a 56-volt battery system, and that battery, the two batteries that go into that two-stage blower are big. Mm. They're big batteries. I mean, they're heavy-duty batteries. But technically, you could click them onto a chainsaw and it would work, but they make different sizes. But the whole idea is if you were to go to a platform of these Ego tools, all those batteries are consistent, so that makes your life a lot easier. Now, this sure. two-stage blower, I have physically used it. I have not blown any snow with it yet, but I physically used it. It's substantial in how it feels, in my opinion, more substantial than the Snow Joe product. Like, you feel like this is a legit machine. And also, the the single stage unit that they sell that's been out for a few years, we have sold to a bunch of people who have only come back with rave reviews about it. So
okay.
The reality of it is you're going to get about 45 minutes of runtime out of two fully charged batteries, okay? Because it's self-propelled, it's two stages. If you invest in two other batteries, which is not an inexpensive proposition because the batteries are expensive, but if you did, well, now you know, if it takes you an hour and a half to remove the snow, you should move to Tampa.
I hear you. I tell you, the biggest questions that I have is because the new snow, Joe, is pushing that they've got 100 volt 5 amp batteries, and Ego has the 56 volt 7.5 hour amp batteries.
Right.
They're both fairly comparable in terms of features and that sort of thing.
Right.
I'm just wondering, you know,
see, the thing
which
is
would
that,
be the best investment, because I'm going to get extra batteries and chargers for them.
The reality of it is when it comes to any kind of cordless tool, I mean, and here's the real plus side of the, here's the plus side of these all battery operated products, right? There's no gas, there's no oil,
right.
There's no I can't get it started. There's none of that, which just makes a ton of sense. When it comes to cordless tools, voltage does equate with power. There's no question about that. But the efficiency of the motor also plays into the role as well. And so the maybe the knock with Snowjo is it's hard to find them to physically stand behind and touch it. Right?
Gotcha.
Have you found a retailer yet that has them in stock?
I think the big box just got them in stock.
Yeah.
And I was actually wondering if somebody would do a comparison side-by-side video. I'd love to see that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have time. And so with the big boxes, I know that you know, you can no longer get Ego at Home Depot anymore. And they may have some left. But I would go and stand behind the Snowjo and see what you feel about it and take a look at it. And then go stand behind the Ego. I think you'll find that it's a pretty substantial machine. It's not an inexpensive proposition, but if you're going to go buy a two-stage gas unit, you're going to spend that same amount of money. You're going to be at like $1,100 for a comparable unit. It'll throw the snow. I believe it's 70 feet or something like that. So it's got a lot of power, and again, you got to decide how it feels, and I think you'll see that Ego unit is a good one. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:46 in the morning. Did you know that a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? Well, this is for Fire Prevention Month, and First Alert is reminding you to be ready for the unexpected by installing smoke and carbon monoxide alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. Also, don't forget to add First Alert fire extinguishers on every level as well and in common spaces like the kitchen, especially if you're cooking a lot more, and know how to use them too. That's important. Protect your whole home with reliable protection you can trust by visiting firstalert.com or your local Ace Hardware. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
WGN. This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
What's love got to do?
I love you people.
What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
I lost Mike.
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
This is Sue and Gurnee. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Hey, I'm hoping for a recommendation. We're looking for a professional handyman service, actually, for our company. Having a hard time coming up with something. We're in Lake County.
Okay, Ace Hardware just launched a national program, which I say that with a little bit of a hesitation because they're kind of rolling it out throughout the country, but the Chicagoland area is one where their Ace Handyman Services is available to you. And they've got about, I believe, 14 technicians running around the Chicagoland area. They'll come out and give you an estimate. If you go to acehardware.com or you go to your local Ace, they can you can schedule or talk to them or learn more about the Ace Handyman Services. And it would be a great resource for you. We have given their name out to several people. And so far, the response has been great. They've called people back, which is that. Let me tell you, when you're a contractor, that when they send you to, I want to be a contractor, the first thing in class 101 is call people back. Even if you say you can't do the work, just call them back. Yep. That would be huge. Yeah. And it would be a great resource for you and a great place to start.
Wonderful. I appreciate it very much.
You got it, Sue. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate that. 877-213-4LU. By the way, as I mentioned, I continue to do a show on the West Coast after this. And so if you didn't get through until 10 o'clock today, this phone number, 877-213-4LU, you can keep calling up until 11 o'clock. I'm happy to take your calls when we're on the West Coast as well. But right now, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. You know what I love about this time of year? The ladybugs. The ladybugs are everywhere. Right now, I'm watching this ladybug crawl around on my computer screen. It just brings me so much joy.
And luck.
And luck. I know. I love ladybugs. Love them. Love, love, love them. 877-2134-LOU. Let's take one more call, and let's make sure we give that caller a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If you're working remotely, maybe you don't have enough space, let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace for your home. CobblestoneRemodeling.com or 773-661-0606. And where did I... is that Teresa? Did she go to line one now? Because, yeah, okay. Teresa, you're our final caller today. Good morning. No?
Hello?
Is this Sue or Teresa?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Sorry.
That's okay. How may I help you?
Well, I know you've discussed this, but we have a white pedestal sink. It's like 10 years old, and it's developed these cracks in the basin of it. Is there any way to repair that, or do we just need to get a new sink?
I mean, if there's thin cracks that are in the porcelain, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do other than repainting the sink, which I don't necessarily know that you'd be super happy with. And so pedestal sinks are, I realize you got to get them installed, but they're not super expensive, as far as the actual fixture themselves. And so you have a couple of options. You can go buy the pedestal sink yourself, measure the width and make sure you're getting something similar. Maybe it's time to replace the vanity faucet as well. And then you could hire a plumber to come and replace it all. Or you could go to, a plumber and have them do the whole thing, provide the pedestal sink or whatever. But you probably want to choose, the fixture that you want. I mean, you've got a lot of choices. Kohler makes some really nice pedestal sinks for years that are really pretty in porcelain. And, it might be...
Right, and that's what this is. Do you know what causes this?
Age. You should see the cracks on You should see the cracks on my face.
Okay, so we'd get more than 10 years out of it.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, it's that is not uncommon that you start to see that problem, and so what are you going to do? I mean, yeah, you could paint them. There's great Rust-Oleum makes a great tub and tile paint and sink paint that you can use to brush on. That'll give you a porcelain look, a pretty nice look actually. But in something like that where it's all porcelain like that, it takes a lot of wear with your hands. You're leaning on it, and I'm more apt to give you that advice when it comes to a tub. Or maybe a sink that's an undermount on a countertop, but a pedestal sink, you got to paint the whole thing, and the look is not quite exactly what you want, and I think that you'd be happy with it if you just replaced it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Lindsay, thanks so much for producing. Nice job, Ferguson, for all the buttons. Joe Brand and Don Kleppen, always a pleasure working with you gentlemen. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. Get out there and vote, everybody. We got to do our part. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago.